This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Indian Space Research Organization has achieved significant progress in stabilizing its two satellites under the SPADEX program before docking. It succeeded in bringing Chaser and Target satellites at 3 meters distance before moving them back to a safer distance. ISRO has shared photographs taken by onboard cameras in satellites. If the indigenous Bharatiya docking system developed by ISRO is successful, it will propel ISRO to work on its proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station and accomplish Chandrayaan 4 mission. On the occasion of National Youth Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the Vikshit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi visited an exhibition and interacted with the young leaders. They are showcasing presentations on the vision for Vikshit Bharat to the Prime Minister. These participations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. The three-day event began on Friday, providing a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Vikshit Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony at President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh will inaugurate Mega Entrepreneurship Development Conclave in Pune tomorrow. During the event, Mr. Singh will inaugurate 40 livestock projects worth more than 545 crore rupees. The objective of this conclave is to unite policymakers, federations, cooperatives, industry associations, entrepreneurs and financial institutions to unlock potential of the livestock sector. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi today launched a crowdfunding campaign for the Delhi election. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ms. Atishi highlighted that throughout the political journey of the party, people donated money to support Aam Aadmi Party's honest politics. She added that party contests the election with the help of the public and works for the common people after the election. The Congress today said they will provide apprenticeship to youth of the national capital under the Yuva Uran Yojana on coming to power in Delhi. Launching the scheme today, senior Congress leader Sachin Pilot expressed confidence that people of this city will give them a chance to serve them. He added that 8,500 rupees will be given every month under this scheme. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of security forces was on a search operation in the National Park area of Bijapur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place this morning. A large number of arms and ammunition, including automatic weapons, have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity, Mahakumbh, will begin tomorrow at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. All arrangements are in place for pilgrims who will attend the grand event. People have started arriving in the city in large numbers to attend the Mahakumbh. Ministry of Culture has created Kala Gram in Prayagraj, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will inaugurate Kala Gram this evening. A recent study has revealed that addiction to short-form videos on social media platforms can lead to high blood pressure and hypertension. The study published in European Heart Journal, Digital Health, a journal of the European Society of Cardiology, indicates that low levels of radio frequency energy emitted from mobile phones has been linked with an increase in blood pressure and hypertension. Today is National Youth Day. The day is celebrated on 12th January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker Swami Vivekananda. On the occasion, the President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his birth anniversary. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.